Yo, time now for Panorama, and today Dita Asiedu looks at the popularity of brass music in the Czech Republic.
Posíláme vám písničku v podání Budvarky, Malý hošík černovlasí, krásné narozeniny.
It's 10 a.m. in the South Bohemian town of České Budějovice. Just like on any other day, Czech Radio's local station starts its daily show, Písničky pro radost, or Songs to Lift Your Spirit, knowing its listenership is about to shoot up and stay up for the 3 hours in which one brass music song after the next is dedicated to locals. This one went out to Josefina Vondrušková from the nearby village of Horní Měcholupy on her 76th birthday. You hardly ever see it on television. MTV wouldn't dream of playing it. You don't read about its performers, and only a few radio stations around the country feature it. Despite this, statistics show that brass music is actually getting more popular. Zdeněk Voráč is responsible for the music played on Czech radio České Budějovice. The latest statistics show that in the region of South Bohemia alone, the brass music program has 69,000 listeners a day.
Je ale zajímavé, že dechovce jako žánru...
What is interesting is that people have been considering brass music as a dead genre since the 1950s. It was and still is seen by its critics as an exhausted old genre, which leaves no room for further development. And yet, it continues to enjoy a strong listenership. The younger generation joins brass bands, and there are lots of audio and video recordings being made today.
Černý kos zpíval nám sladce kdes, písničku svou jedinou nejsladší. Ty jsi řekl mi, já tě mám nejlepší. Řekni si jen, byl to sen hochu můj.
The duo Eva and Vašek are considered a phenomenon in the world of modern Czech brass music today. In terms of sales, they are more popular than any Czech pop musician at the moment. Petra Žikovská is managing director at IFPI Czech Republic, which represents the recording industry in the country, including Surf, the label that Eva and Vašek are with.
Eva and Vašek, they are very popular nowadays. If I can compare their number for 2004 and 2006, they almost triple their sales. So it's really something, you know, it's extraordinary. And in general, the music business and the music market is going down. Comparing 2005 and 2006, it will be something around 9% decline in general. So you see that the brass music or the surf company is doing really good.
Eva and Vašek, could you tell us why they're so popular?
I think they were very clever regarding choosing their customers. They really know who they are selling to and how they shall sell. Most of their sales are going through teleshopping, and they are also working in a very good manner with price policy. They usually sell 2 or 3 CDs in one for a better price. So they know how to persuade the customers. And they probably found the gap in the market. They really do. Personally, I'm from a little tiny village in South Bohemia. And I know that the brass music is there very popular, not among the 50 plus, but also the kids. They used to go to ballroom and to dance on the brass music. So it's still very popular there. So it's from my personal experience, I can say that also the kids are used to listen to it. I'm not sure if they do buy it, but they are used to listen to it.
But Prague, too, has its brass music fans. Tucked away in the district of Veleslavín, the restaurant Umarčanu is packed with tourists and locals every night when Zora and her brass and dulcimer band Vonička play traditional Czech songs.
A teď polka!
Kdyby byl baborom za samotňany, dal bych ti hubičku na obě strany. Ale že je za vodou, za vodičkou studenou, nedám ti má milá ani jedinou. Ale že je za vodou, za vodičkou studenou, nedám ti má milá ani jedinou.
How long have you actually been entertaining the crowd with this music?
For a long time. We play in our restaurant for foreign visitors, and we play them our folk songs, folk dances, and we teach them, for example, polka or mazurka, which is very popular in our country. But we don't play only for foreigners, but we play for Czech people, for people who live in Prague in our days, because as always and as everywhere, capitals concentrates the people from all the countries. So in Prague, for example, are living many, many people from Moravia or from Slovakia. And
so they actually miss this music.
Yes, and therefore they visit our restaurant to sing, to play, to dance with us together.
Why do you think has it continued to be this popular over so many years?
I think it's a big tradition in our country because since childhood our children learn our folk songs, folk dances, and we need it to our life because our folk songs are special. I think we can't compare it with popular music, for example, because the text and the melody of our folk songs are very important for everybody.
You said to me earlier that they give you energy and they actually raise your spirit, they make you happy.
Yes, yes, you are right. Because in any situation you find, for example, when you are sad, we have a lot of sad songs which can help you how to go out from this situation. Or when you are in high spirit, you can be very joy and you can sing our songs, and for us it's necessary. For example, brass music or cymbal music, hammer, dulcimer music, and any kind of music. We have a lot of folk instruments, different pipes, different flutes. We use hardigardi, yes, which was used in the Middle Age, bagpipes. For example.
Já mám panenku za horama, cesta je dlouhá, víš, vyšla tu já.